If you felt stuck trying to lose weight, you're not alone. Enter Weight Loss by Hers. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals. And Hers now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. With Wegovy at Hers, lose up to 20% or more of your body weight when combined with diet and exercise. It helps you regulate your appetite, eat less, and keep weight off. Plus, Wegovy is the first GLP-1 available in a pill, so there are no needles needed. Everything is 100% online through Hers. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door, no insurance necessary. And it doesn't stop there. Weight Loss by Hers goes beyond medication by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and tons of in-app lifestyle and nutrition tips like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Even better, with a range of affordable GLP-1 options, Hers makes it simple to find an approach that fits your needs and your budget, if eligible. You'll get a treatment plan personalized to you and unlimited dosage changes as needed. It's weight loss designed to work with your life. Ready to reach your goals? Visit forhers.com/women to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/women. forhers.com/women. Weight loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit forhers.com.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break, brought to you by Sand Hills Global. Live from Lincoln, America, here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks. I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Happy Thursday to you, Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Sip took a little glance at the forecast this morning, and it appears that for one night, winter is fighting back on early spring.
Yeah, I think winter's back right now.
Winter's back.
Was that wind out this morning? Was that chill?
Was it real?
Winter's back.
That was a chill.
You feel it was real?
That was a real chill this morning. Mm-hmm. That's not a very fun walk from the parking garage over here.
You're walking with the wind.
That's true. I was walking with the wind. That's the only benefit of that walk was that.
Wow,
it was chilly, though.
So they're saying 4 to 7 in Omaha inches. And then you're saying 1 to 3 here. You're saying flurries yesterday. So I was.
Uh-oh, headset's not working. I thought I had one over there. Sorry, Bill. Yes, I'm seeing some snow today. 1 to 3 inches for Lincoln. Probably know it's going to be less than an inch here. I don't see that being crazy high in Lincoln.
Okay. Like Omaha's bigger.
I see Broken Bow, which, again, Central Nebraska, it's 8 inches of snow possibly
okay,
there.
Okay, so it's weird. Broken Bow, 8. Omaha, 4 to 7. And you're saying Lincoln.
Like 1 to 3.
Yeah.
Probably Trace here is what we're going to see. Like we're on the very fringe of all of it.
Comes down a little bit, though. We're right in the middle of it. Plowable snow, Kaser. Here's your chance.
Yeah, he's going to puff out his chest and say, hang on a second.
He'll puff out on that one.
I don't know. What's the basis of your why wouldn't it be 3 inches here?
I just saw a forecast. Like, I'm not a meteorologist, as you know. I like weather. It interests me. But I did not go into the details of why the forecast put us at 1 to 3. I just know that at Lincoln, as of this morning, per 10-11's forecast, was on the fringe part of 1 to 3.
Will Schmidt come back in today?
We should ask him to.
Will he come back in?
He could be our meteorologist, the Stuhl meteorologist.
But Omaha's 4 to 7.
Yes, there's quite a divide there. I mean, it's only 45 minutes away, but that's right in the divide of the storm.
Hence my confusion. Okay.
Hence.
Yes. Well, then, no Omaha tonight, then. I'll stay home and shovel a trace of snow. Will you be shoveling tonight?
We'll have to see it. Right now, the chance of it this... this late, it snow's going to be gone pretty quick. If you don't shovel in January, it's like that might be around on your might be there for months on your. This is like no, not really.
But if it snows 3 inches, you got to shovel.
You got to shovel probably. Yeah, yeah. You probably will. Yep.
Especially with my actual app here says today.
Here we go with the app.
All right, it says 1 to 3 for Lincoln, and it says like right around 3 o'clock start till 9-ish, 3 to 9-ish is the time frame on the snow.
Interesting.
Today.
It's a bad timing for snow because all of a sudden it's like, okay, I'm 100. Not shoveling tonight, and then tomorrow we bust out early. I don't feel like getting up at 4 o'clock to try to get some snow off.
It's not the
so, Greg, time. If you could get over there early,
just a thought.
That would help us a bunch.
How's that big shovel going? Wink,
bring that giant shovel over. This is the chance. Wink, wink. Yes.
If you want some positivity, that you know, I know that some of us like winter. I don't like winter. Some people do.
I love it.
For those who like the fake spring we've had so far, that feels like early spring. Next week, I'm seeing Tuesday through Friday. 60, 55, 57, 62. So we got a couple days of winter here again. Oh, we can survive this.
Yeah.
We'll be fine.
I need good weather next week. You guys know I'm gone.
Yes,
I'm
you're
gone
going to Milwaukee.
Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
The weather looks phenomenal for you.
Does it?
Yes.
Vacation.
Yeah.
You're missing the show 3 days.
3 days, yeah.
Tuesday, what are the days? Tuesday through Thursday?
Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. I'll be back on Friday.
Okay.
I'll be here Monday and Friday.
So you're in a hotel Wednesday, but you can't log on.
Oh, boy. No. Here we go.
Sometimes you need to get away. It's fine.
Okay.
We'll give them the time off.
Hold on. Tuesday. We'll be on the road, so that's a no-go.
No go there.
You know what? I wonder what time we're leaving. I don't know what time we're leaving, so Tuesday's a possibility. Wednesday. Yeah. But no.
I don't want to hold you to that. Give yourself a mental break. It's okay.
It's okay.
Wow,
it's okay.
Jake. Grace.
I agree with that.
The level of grace.
I'm giving you 100%. You get grace.
Connor, do you agree with this or disagree? Connor does not agree.
He's kind of a hard ass.
Connor's still new.
He's kind of a hard ass.
He's kind of like, why are we not going?
Yeah. He's kind of a hard ass.
We can make the trip to
Milwaukee. Did I say hard ass?
Yeah.
Is that okay?
He's probably said,
should we go to Milwaukee with you and do the show on the road?
Yes.
That'd be fun.
Road show from Wisconsin.
Yeah, it'd be fun.
I couldn't imagine that one right there of all the teams. Like, I want to see the Bucks play.
They sucked this year.
The idea was they wanted to see the kids want to see Giannis, and he was almost traded. So it would be really.
Is he going to play? Even is he hurt? He hasn't played for a while.
Oh, that's good news.
I don't think you're going to see him play.
Yeah, that's great.
So you're driving to Milwaukee,
see the Heat
to see the Heat
who suck.
Who's not any good?
Mediocre. It's not even funny.
This is an odd choice. This is not my choice. They made the choice. I wanted Memphis. But they said no Memphis. It was a little
rough. I like that because you like to go to the same places over and over again, and they don't want that to happen for you.
True.
Oklahoma City. You go to one place, we're going back
there. I always tell them I want to go south. We're going, let's go south.
Especially in February. That makes sense, yes.
South.
Will you stop and see Fickle in Madison?
No, we won't.
Okay, just checking.
No, probably no trips to Madison. It's a pretty quick trip this time. Usually we'd want to stay one more day, but Alex has to get back for school, so we're just going to be quick in and out to Milwaukee. I'm halfway looking forward to it. It's fun. The kids are funny. They make fun of me for 8 hours, so literally.
and you drive the whole time?
No, I don't drive. Okay. Dominic drives. Dominic has a good rig.
How old's Dominic?
He'd be 23.
Okay.
23, okay.
Yeah, he likes to drive.
Have you ever asked to drive on this trip? They said no.
They won't let me drive.
This sounds like a common thing for you, though. Yeah. You're not allowed to drive.
No, there's no way they'd let me drive. There's no shot of me drive. If I begged to drive, they wouldn't let me drive. No.
What have you done? Like, what?
What have I done? Well, because, you know what happened yesterday.
I know that, but this goes back to the Journal Star. You can't drive. Sean's group, you can't drive.
One time I told you that story of Darnell.
Dixon, yeah. Former.
Jake has a strange memory.
Incredible memory.
I couldn't remember him. Darnell Dixon was the sports editor, and my office had joined a meeting room. And one day they're having a manager's meeting, and the whole meeting was about how bad I drove to Wyoming. And that he would never let me drive again. And that it was, I go fast and I go slow and I was eating seeds and I was all over the road. And he felt scared much of the time.
Angst?
Was there angst? And he didn't know I was listening because the walls are thin, and I was in my office, and I'm like, what the hell? This is like going on for 20 minutes. Like, was it that bad? We're here. You know, I mean, all of us are intact. But no, they didn't. They don't.
I don't think I have a problem with the seeds. Going fast, you know, if you're all going over the road is the problem.
If you're going 80 to 55, that's annoying. I wouldn't be able to handle that real well. I would not.
Sean will tell you that's the case. Yeah, that drives Sean crazy.
Do you believe in cruise control?
No, I don't use it.
That's a problem then.
I use cruise control driving into this morning.
I do sometimes
street.
Too.
I set the cruise
yeah,
on
you
O
guys
street.
Told me that.
Yeah, I set why? It on O Street.
Dude, just
boom, why not?
Look it on your thing.
Yeah. It's awesome.
Why don't you use cruise control? It makes everything so much easier when you're driving.
Oh, no cruise control drives me nuts.
Yes, because then you will go 80 to 55 and 90 to 47 just because you've lost concentration and focus.
Like Alex will always announce what I'm doing wrong. It's pretty funny. Wide turn. Break. wide. Like, yeah.
I mean, you did tell me last month that you didn't have a butt on your car, which I found within 1 second. A button, the seat warmer.
Yeah.
Do you know where cruise control is at on the car?
I do, Jay.
Okay, all right. I had to check. I had to make sure.
Yeah, I've never used it in any car that I've had.
I can see why people don't like driving with you then, especially on the interstate. In town, that's fine, but interstate,
I don't. It's not like I've gotten a bunch of wreck. Well.
Well, let's be sure. Let's push back on that real quick.
It's not a bunch.
Not in the last
24 hours. Surely.
You have not gotten a wreck in the last 4 hours is safe. Other than that, we could be up for debate.
I mean, the driveway thing has been bad, and the parking lot at the Journal Star was bad. There was continual problems with poles in the parking lot. Those yellow poles.
Went too far?
I just hit them all
know
the
when
time.
To stop.
Been in a lot of wrecks. I mean, you have been.
Yeah, and I crunched the hell out of my Silverado, just backed into it with Trix's car. I just wasn't even thinking. I just went straight into it. It's caved in the side. Like, and it made the most god-awful sound. And, you know when they had the home fixer-upper in Havelock?
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
I had... All the grand, like there's like four grandkids in my pickup, and I went right into their car the same way, like caved in the side. It was a bad deal. I thought, okay, this is a nightmare. Went up to the house, said, hey, I ran into your car, caved in the side.
Yeah.
And they said, don't worry about it.
What?
They said, don't worry about it.
They're like, charmed life you live in.
Yeah, what kind of life do you live?
Yeah. They said, no, what? Don't worry about it.
Because a recent encounter, the same thing was said to you also. Don't worry about it.
Yep.
Don't worry about it. Yeah.
There was not a lot of damage. Just a blinker thing. A horizontal. Can you envision like a horizontal blinker type thing above the license plate? That popped out and she just popped it back in. Mm. And she said, no harm, no foul. Let's just move on.
And it was your fault.
Oh, crunched her from behind because I was on my phone.
Yesterday.
Yeah.
And she didn't
care. On 27th and Vine.
You live a very lucky life over there.
Yeah, I got out of that parking lot so fast before she changed her mind. I was like, I almost got in another wreck getting out of the parking lot.
Yeah, I'm not going to ride with you.
Oh, we're fine. We're good.
That's cool.
All right, that's idle chit-chat.
We got that text from Jake last night. Sip must have, he was out of it. I don't know what happened.
Well, I was really tired last night, too.
I kind of was with that. But then when Jake sent this one.
Yeah, go ahead.
What was going on?
Creighton knocking off UConn on the road. Nebraska loss to Iowa. Looking better.
Hold on
and
now.
I'm like.
I didn't. I sort of was in and out of a
I lost it.
I didn't understand.
No, read the response.
Read it again. Please. Read Jake's again. I want to put this together.
Creighton knocking off UConn on the road. Nebraska lost to Iowa, looking better. And I'm like,
Jake?
My response was,
I'll explain it a second.
I think Creighton beating UConn has zero reference to Nebraska losing to Iowa. He goes, it's all comparison game, Bill. I said, absolutely not. I said, imagine Scott Van Pelt on SportsCenter tonight. Huge upset by Creighton over the Huskies. Erases Iowa's win over Nebraska last night. I mean, this makes no sense.
I'll walk you through this one, Bill. Thank you for bringing this back up.
Yeah, what's going on?
We're trying to make ourselves feel better about what happened in Iowa City on Tuesday night. Seeing Creighton, a team I really don't like, who's had a horrible year, go and beat UConn, a team that Bill saw UConn Creighton play 2 weeks ago in person, and they won by 30, right?
Yeah, UConn? I think I know where he's
going. To see a team that is elite like UConn fall at home to a bad Creighton team brings me more joy about what happened Tuesday night, saying, okay, that wasn't that bad. It was not great. It wasn't
That's about as stretchy as you get.
So then do you understand how fandom works?
Yeah,
how people operate and deal with their issues.
Maybe other things
can help you out when you're dealing with your own issues.
Yeah.
So then I asked Jake this question.
you have issues.
To come out of that one, like, back on that. I just couldn't imagine people even around the state watching that going like, tell you what, man, that loss to Iowa, don't even feel it anymore because I just saw Creighton beat UConn.
It's irrational.
100% it's irrational. But to the fans who are irrational, it makes perfect sense, though. I think they understand what
Jake
I'm talking
was
about.
Dead there.
He Breakers,
that text,
help me out.
That was the most astonishing text you've ever sent.
I got to read what Bill's replied.
Yeah, he was good.
And then I asked him, I said, so Jake, so now Iowa lost to Maryland. Maryland just lost to a horrible Northwestern team. Does that make our loss worse? He said yes. He said yes, it does.
It does. But I don't think about that now because of UConn losing a bad home. If UConn loses at Creighton, it's not as bad a loss. But they lost at home to Creighton, a top 10 team.
Yeah.
Do you think that
Nebraska lost to Iowa looking bad?
Jake, that one was as out there.
I thought I'd get a response to that one for sure, and I did.
You did.
But I meant it. I still do this morning.
Yeah,
you're searching hard.
Well, I mean, this week you saw Texas Tech lose to Arizona State. That's not a great loss. It's a 500 Arizona State team after they just beat Arizona.
That make you feel better.
I got to look around and see who else has had bad losses, and these ones are worse than mine. All right. I'm not happy, but I'm happier than I was.
So you're telling me something else.
Help me out, Breakers.
You're telling me if Elizabeth leaves you, then another one of your friends gets divorced, you're happier? I'm okay now.
That's extreme.
I'm okay now.
I understand the comparison. I think it's a little extreme.
I'd say it's pretty extreme.
Very.
Yeah. The Texas Tech losing to Arizona State makes you feel better about Nebraska losing.
I'm just looking at other teams in a rank near us who had bad losses.
I get it.
Okay, someone else is on the text line. It's all about perspective, fellas. It 100% softens the sting, and maybe some of the doomers in our state will realize that elite basketball teams can still lose sometimes.
Everyone knows what to lose, but it does not ease any. It doesn't make any.
I didn't need the reminder.
No, I didn't.
Stacy and Lincoln, 100%. Jake, our loss was not near as bad as UConn's loss to Creighton. Better loss. Every week you have to compare something. Sip, you know. I mean, come on.
I guess.
I'm a hard no on that one, yeah.
I think people, again, the fans are going to see this.
Well, they change
it. It's a stretch.
Well, of course it's a stretch. A lot of fandom is stretching.
Yes, it is. I get that.
It's called fandom. Irrational. Fanatic.
Oh, wow.
Fanatics. Irrational people.
Yeah, you're
who
right.
Can be rational at times.
Right. That's pretty good.
But often not.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
I've just never gotten joy off of. I've just never been.
Oh,
all of a sudden you're. If I'm coaching and we lose a game, that all of a sudden like, Iowa State lost too. So I feel pretty good.
See that's,
yeah,
that's
that, no.
That that's the difference between coaches, journalists, and fans. Mm-hmm. It does. It shouldn't. It you guys should not feel the same way.
No,
I
we
do.
Don't.
Do you think
this not is even pro- close?
How is operate is how it should operate. So this is
right.
Good.
Yeah, no, you're right.
Do you
I get
think,
that.
Does Fred lead off today's meeting with the UConn?
Just want to point out
Creighton
I
game.
I hope not.
Does he lead off with this
Congrats
one?
Congrats to Creighton with their win over UConn last night.
Yeah,
made their loss look better.
See guys,
it happened.
It happened, man.
So
they everyone, lost at home.
Everyone's happy now. Everyone's
don't worry about this. We're fine. UConn lost too. So did Texas Tech, by the way.
So did Kansas. They're not even playing their best player. We're playing all of our players.
We got a text from unnamed texter says, for once.
I don't believe this.
No, it says, for once, I agree with Jake.
I don't believe this.
That's the first time ever. The other good teams losing makes me feel better. Especially when you're a top 10 team.
And no one has sided with me and Sipple on this one.
No.
It's
weird.
Yeah.
I'm reading all of, okay, let's see. Wet blanket. WB chimes in. It says, So a team that you hate has a huge win, and that makes you feel better about the team that you love's bad loss.
That's a true
it's
one there.
It's extreme. I hate Creighton.
Yeah. That's the second piece to this. The JK trade. No,
we
so
didn't even
bad.
Mention. Oh, that.
Didn't even talk about. This is the buffoonery.
Trying to overlook that part because they've had a bad
year. Jake has
year.
Made public statements of that.
I don't like Creighton.
He wants to fight Creighton fans.
That's true, and they want to fight me too. Yeah.
And now Jake's like, glad they won that one. Makes me feel better.
I had to look at Nebraska's year. To Creighton's year, and then thank them for beating a team that is ranked higher than Nebraska to have the worst loss of the week.
Did you really need a reminder last night that upsets happen?
Yeah. I mean, that's the part, too. Jake's like, see, they happen. Like, no kidding. Yeah. They're everywhere.
It's just nice it's still happening this late in the season that others are falling.
Come on.
It's basically every single night
remember,
or something.
We are, right. Remember, we are an uncharted territory for Nebraska basketball, where irrationality and fanaticism is higher than it ever has been. Yeah. For me, especially. We're trying to cope with these rare losses we're having. And that helped last
night.
We're
not, you know, I mean, just nitpicking. We're no longer really in uncharted territory, right? I mean, Nebraska's been a 3 seed.
Well, I was not even born when that happened. Right. Well, I was barely born when it happened.
But they were 3 seeds.
True. We have some response. Pecan Pie says, I am with the two old guys on the show on this one.
The pie.
Not with me.
It does. The funny thing is, like what Bill said, it happens all the time.
Yeah. It's like every night. See?
See, Creighton won. They beat UConn on the road.
Yeah.
I feel better.
I think a part of this is this, again, Nebraska fans, you are going to make the tournament, but there's still this fear, oh, God, they're going to lose. They're going to lose out, miss the day. Because we've never had
lose
nice
out.
Because
lose out.
That, and that's not
they
me.
Got Maryland and Penn State
me.
At home.
Right.
They're going to lose out. And miss the dance.
And I am not that person, but the irrationality has kicked in with 4 or 6 losses. Like, here we go.
Yeah.
Here comes the demise. Someone says, I'm siding with Sip and Bill on this one. Mm-hmm. Nebraska's had a rough couple weeks. It's not just the Iowa loss. Dustin in UTAN says
well,
that.
There's that, too.
If you felt stuck trying to lose weight, you're not alone. Enter Weight Loss by Hers. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals. And Hers now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. With Wegovy at Hers, lose up to 20% or more of your body weight when combined with diet and exercise. It helps you regulate your appetite, eat less, and keep weight off. Plus, Wegovy is the first GLP-1 available in a pill, so there are no needles needed. Everything is 100% online through Hers. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door. No insurance necessary. And it doesn't stop there. Weight Loss by Hers goes beyond medication by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and tons of in-app lifestyle and nutrition tips like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Even better, with a range of affordable GLP-1 options, Hers makes it simple to find an approach that fits your needs and your budget, if eligible. You'll get a treatment plan personalized to you and unlimited dosage changes as needed. It's weight loss designed to work with your life. Ready to reach your goals? Visit forhers.com/women to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/women. forhers.com/women. Weight loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit forhers.com.
This is three-pronged where you're a little...
There's prongs.
There's prongs.
There's definitely prongs here.
But just to get at 8:30 to get that text... I jumped on it.
I'm glad you did. Bill.
And you notice also, I was not texting prior to that. I was not in any mood to be talking to anybody. And all of a sudden, I saw buffoonery on my phone.
You called him out,
and I had to get involved.
I was vaguely aware, but I got the gist of it last night.
I do give Jake credit. He did say, "I go, does that also does this?"
I said, "Yes, it makes the loss worse."
Yes, with the Iowa situation, with Iowa losing to Maryland, then Maryland losing to Northwestern, is that he goes, "Yes, that's devastating."
So wait, now Maryland lost to Northwestern.
We'll get to that next segment.
Okay.
Yeah.
There was some big news, though, in college basketball yesterday. Still idle chit-chat.
Okay.
I mentioned Texas Tech a few minutes ago. They're in trouble now because their best scorer, JT Toppin, the reigning Big 12 Player of the Year, out for the year. I think it's ACL.
Oh, is it? I heard leg injury. I didn't know.
It is. He's out for the – let me get official word what it is. He is definitely out for the season, though, as of yesterday.
That was in the Arizona game?
Arizona State game. He got hurt late in the ASU game.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
So they lost.
I think it was like 5 minutes to go, I want to say. JT Toppin.
I bet on three.
Yeah, it is a torn ACL.
For
JT Toppin.
Oh, yeah. TT.
He was averaging 22 points a game this year, 11 rebounds a game. He's going to be All-American still, I would think.
Oh, that just makes me
And he's
Ill.
A star.
When someone gets hurt.
Remember last year, this is a team that was an Elite 8 team last year, led Florida late and blew the game. Florida, of course, wins it all. They were close to being a Final Four team last year, Texas Tech.
They would have been close
and
to this year.
And he was a huge reason why. They beat Duke this year. They beat Arizona. They beat one other top five team. I forget who it is. But they've had some great, great wins this season. Texas
too
Tech.
Bad. What else is trending? Oh, Fred Hoiberg. Oh, Fred had to apologize for the fan incident.
What?
Yeah, this is, let's see. Iowa.
Iowa apologized.
Wait a second. Said, Iowa apologizes. Okay, Fred. Yeah, I was hoping Fred didn't apologize. Iowa issues apology to Nebraska coach Fred Hoiberg. Okay, that's.
So this was a student, right?
It says this. The University of Iowa Athletics Department is implemented its court intrusion guidelines following last evening's Iowa versus Nebraska men's basketball game. Unfortunately, an individual gained access to the court through a restricted area, directly confronting Coach Hoiberg and putting Nebraska players, coaches, and staff in a reactive situation. We apologize for this incident and will conduct a review of our procedures and security measures to determine what adjustments may be needed to further strengthen our protocols and help prevent similar incidents in the future.
That is good. I was hoping that Fred wouldn't feel a need to apologize.
I hope he doesn't.
And that it makes it even better that Iowa apologized. Because that's the appropriate, that's the way the world feels right at this moment.
I read this yesterday. Did you guys see this? Hopefully it wasn't fake news.
What?
That two Nebraska students have had their tickets revoked.
That's true.
For how they acted for...
to Nebraska?
Yes.
Yeah, what game
against
was
Purdue.
It? Against Purdue.
So two of them
have been... Their tickets have been revoked. They're
for
not
what?
Allowed, for basketball. They're not allowed.
I know, but for what they do.
They threw a water bottle. There was some language situations after they'd been warned.
Okay.
A lot of different situations. But my question is, to this young man at Iowa, I'm assuming he's done also. Yes, I'm assuming he's...
I would hope so.
Yeah, I think they probably know who he is. We know who he is.
I haven't heard that.
It's on video, so.
Yeah. I have not seen that official word, but I would be surprised if they don't take his tickets away. Yes, you're right, Bill. Two UNL students seated in the student section were ejected from the game after security personnel witnessed the individuals engaging in unsportsmanlike and inappropriate behavior in the Nebraska-Purdue game.
Okay.
It appears that these were the ones that threw something onto the court.
Ooh.
Nebraska's at fault here. No Purdue person threw a water on the court.
Ooh.
I don't think anybody thought that happened.
Is that where the slip occurred?
Yes.
Ooh.
Because the student section is all the way behind both benches.
That would anger me if I were Fred Hoiberg.
That'd be a lot. Did you guys notice also it was at the Nebraska area? At the end of the game, Nebraska down 3. And when Nebraska left, they were cleaning up water on the floor. Mm-hmm. And then immediately... what's the really good player from Iowa? Stertz. Stertz went that way and slipped and fell down.
He did slip.
Right in the water hole.
Yes. I did see that.
He did. He fell.
He slipped.
And when you watch him slip, it was because he hit water.
Really?
He definitely slipped. It was right where Nebraska was at. This thing's all new to me.
You're a coach, though. You would tell your guys, hey, watch the water.
Yeah. It's unbelievable.
You almost got to look at the floor and make sure you're not.
Well, I was watching it. They were trying to wipe up water off the floor. And then all of a sudden, Sturts goes there and whoop, down.
He did fall. But he was fine.
Yeah.
Wow, this is interesting idle chit-chat.
This is pretty deep today.
Iowa apologized.
I think they had to. Okay. They're trying to make Fred the bad guy. Hang on a second. They're not supposed to be there at all.
I don't think anyone thought Fred was the bad guy.
I know, but Iowa fans are trying to make him the bad guy.
Fred assaulted an Iowa student. You heard some of that.
The idiots out there said that. Yeah. But there's people saying that, which is a joke.
Total joke. And I bet you Dan was like, no, we're not apologizing to Iowa. They should apologize. And there it is.
In the middle of the handshake line.
How about being just you're from your parents, you're from Ankeny, Iowa, and your kid's at the game, and now he's put a phone in the head coach's face,
gets slapped
at, provoked, and now he'll be not allowed back in the arena again. I mean,
proud of you, son.
It's like, what just happened in this last 20 seconds? What happened?
He said, good job, buddy.
Yeah.
That's really nice. Nice.
Fans.
Wow. Idle Chit Chat.
That was deep. That is Idle Chit Chat, sponsored by our friends at 738 Egg.
Joey.
They don't guess. They game plan.
Using moisture.
Soil tests, yield maps, and field data. They help farmers call the right shots for the ground. Learn more
it's
today.
Coming.
738ag.com. This will be a good day for them with
this
the
is a
snow.
Big day for Joey. Big day. There's just going to be
precipitation.
More of a celebration day. Because I think Bertrand's in the band. Of potentially getting some snow.
Do you know Jake?
Bertrand? I can check. I think they are. That's probably right in the line.
I don't know. Maybe they might be a little south, I think. Let us know, Joey. I think they're a little south.
We got the line.
There's definitely a line.
Omaha's going to get 2 feet, and we're going to get some mist.
4-7 is what Greg said. Yeah. Missing tooth Greg. He said 4-7 for Omaha, 1-3 for Lincoln.
I'm seeing Bertrand 1-3.
Okay.
So same as Lincoln.
Let's hope. Prayers for you, Joey.
Yep.
464-5685. Call or text, as always, while we're freaking out about Nebraska and other teams around them, what they're doing. I was pondering, making the rundown yesterday, some questions we have not addressed for a while, which
pondering.
I think is very important.
Ponder this.
Question
right
is this.
Here. Rundown.
It's right here.
I got it.
How much of a conference's season and a team's season purely depends on performance in the NCAA tournament? So you're seeing all these conversations about who's the best conference right now. Is it the Big 12 or is it the Big 10? And I guess if both conferences are having great years. Big 12's got a lot of highly ranked teams, and they've got a lot of teams in the middle part that are ranked or good teams as well. The Big 10, of course, is good at the top. You know, the top five teams are ranked, and then the bottom's terrible. The middle is okay. But, excuse me, how much of how you look at that season will depend on those couple weeks in March versus the totality of November through early March.
Heavily weighted towards the tournament.
Absolutely.
Heavily.
Heavily weighted.
Weighted. I mean, how could it not be?
Because the tournament is way different than, I went through this thing in my mind this morning, of the bowl games. All of a sudden someone goes, look at that. Look at that. Big 12, 6-0. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. No one cares anymore. Bowl games are
not as much.
Everyone turns their when the NCAA tournament starts. There's not going to be an eight seed that has two players sit out. Not happening. It's all on. So it's heavily weighted towards the tournament.
In college football, what you see with the bowl records now is if you have an argument, you will still use that data point if it works for you.
Yes,
Sean does it all the time. I mean, in one breath, bowls don't matter next. See, the Big Ten is way better than the SEC because look at the bowl record. I thought you said bowls don't matter. This matters. This matters.
That's what's crazy to me is that Nebraska, let's say in the past, Nebraska had a tournament win. Yes. I'm just pointing this out. Right. Let's say Nebraska, the year that they were the three seed and they lost, they lose that game. But in a year after that, they get an 11 seed. They have a very average season and win a game in the tournament.
That team would be hailed.
That was the better team.
Is forgotten. I mean, it
really is.
Isn't that amazing, though?
Yeah.
I mean, they were 26 and 8, right?
Yeah.
Exactly. But that drives home the point that it's heavily weighted. That was a three seed. Yeah. That team was loaded. They lost. Yeah. They're not hailed at all now. They're not just forgotten. They're a forgotten team.
You remember the names. You remember some things. You remember that stuff, especially for here. But other than that, no.
They're not celebrated. Like, you don't go, oh, God, we got to honor that team again. No, they lost in the first round. I mean, that's not, no. It's heavily weighted. If this team wins a couple games in the tournament, well, one, I guess, it'll be celebrated forever, forever. If it doesn't, Jake, if it doesn't, it'll be the same thing we talked about with the Rich King three-seed team. Yeah. You won't remember it that much.
It all comes down to one day. One
comes
specific
down to one day.
Game.
It does.
Actually, in essence, because of the you got to give it some its merit, the crown run for four. So we won 24, right, in a row?
24 games, yes.
24 games 100%. In a row. So they suited up 24 times in a row and won all of them.
That's right.
Which is remarkable. It's never happened at Nebraska before.
Hell no.
And then if it doesn't pan out for a win in the tournament like that, then it's
going to... All for naught.
Not even all for naught. It'll be more devastating.
Yeah.
You'll be... Right now, you're on devastation line because of where you were at. You were one-time ranked sixth in the country and had chances. If you would have beat Purdue, would have won a couple things... Now what would they be? Somewhere in the 12th range, 10 to 12 maybe, the next rankings come out.
Probably that.
But anyway.
Depending on who else loses
it. But it would be, would you not take this harder? Was it two years ago that we lost to A&M?
Yes. Yep.
And so which one would you take harder?
This one.
This would be way harder.
Be way harder.
This
right?
one.
Yeah, way one. Harder.
Yeah. It's been a ranked team for seven straight weeks, or more than that. A top 10 team for seven straight weeks.
Yeah. We've sort of lived this. It was 1991? Was that the three season?
Yes. Yep.
That's it. Interesting. That's the answer.
But I think that comes back to why you have this fear in the fan base of these last six games. That, all right, yes, we're a good team. Yes, there's still a month until the tournament, but it all comes down to that. And we're trying to build this team to be as ready for that as possible, because it all comes down to one day and one game. If they win it, of course, you want to advance. But right now, this team needs to win that game and get this monkey off its back for the sake of the program, sake of the state, really. Mm-hmm. And they know
well
that.
Said.
They know
That's
that.
It.
But they know that,
no,
too.
Because it would be
That's
the,
it.
The facts, Harry, would be a lead story, because what would be a lead story on ESPN, Scott Van Pelt, that Nebraska... The only Power Four team to never win.
Yes.
Once again, did not get it done.
It would be a prominent story.
It'd be a prominent story, especially because if they're a 3-4 seed.
It'd
be a very prominent story.
Yes, it would.
I mean, right now, the odds of not being an advantageous seed is almost none, meaning that they're going to have playing a lesser seed.
The good news in that, the kind of good news in that conversation is there's so much going on that week in the tournament. It wouldn't. It'd be prominent, but there's so much going on.
Only for about 4 minutes,
right?
And then it's gonna.
There's all the noise.
Let's
you
just
know.
Say, for hypothetically, they lost on Thursday. On that Sunday, when the Sweet 16 set, it's not gonna be like, let's go back real quick.
No.
It won't go. It'll be a story for about a little bit.
Right. It will be a story.
It'll be a story for Jake. Jake.
Yes.
I don't even want to think about Jake in that scenario.
Yeah. You don't forget about one seeds who have fallen, like Virginia to UMBC and Purdue to FDU. Like those are games you'll never forget because they shouldn't happen. Those are very, very extreme. Right. But if a 3 or 4 seed loses, it shouldn't happen. But it happens oftentimes.
Quite often.
It's just very sad when it happens, especially if it's to this program this year. You talk about inconsolable.
But
if that's the case, I don't want to.
But what if, Jake, what if Nebraska lost, but then somebody else won and make you feel better?
When it comes to the dance, that's all out the window. If
another 4 seed loses, you'll be fine.
Yeah. All the 4 seed losses. See?
That's the one time of the year that nothing else matters if a team wins or loses. Like, it's all about you.
I think
I can't. I can't have any sort of irrationality about a team losing or winning help me out.
That's why I took the Purdue loss so bad, because Jake's euphoria would have been. I mean, Jake, would you have been on the court?
No, I don't think
you
so.
Think you stormed?
No. I don't think so. I would have definitely filmed the storming, would have applauded the storming.
Last guy to leave the PB.
I was stuck around for a long time.
There would have been a
take
storm.
It all in.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, that yeah, there would, because it would have been an epic ending.
Yeah.
It would have been Rink hits it.
Yeah.
And they miss and there it goes. But I was so upset because all I said, I go, this cost my good friend Jake Sorensen an incredible
moment of euphoria.
And he was, and then
instead, look at him now.
And John could have had the euphoria with me, and we could have had a lot of excitement. Happiness.
Instead, John hasn't been back.
John hasn't
seen John since that Tuesday. John came in and said, I'm going to give you 5 points here. What happened? We go through the stages.
And then I'm going to leave.
Of Jake. And then he left. He
did
came
leave.
Over.
It was nice
to,
of him.
It was nice. He goes, and we give you the 5 stages of Jake from last night.
I'm just proud that he told you about malpractice.
Malpractice, and he also remembered, throw some more water on the floor, Painter. Finds out may not have been Painter.
I don't really
own...
know why I was yelling malpractice. What a stupid thing to yell at a basket at any sporting event. Who says malpractice at a sporting
Sometimes
event?
You hear a fan say that's coaching malpractice.
But yeah. I yelled it.
But yelling malpractice practice. by itself is odd.
Just, yeah. Just malpractice. That's what it was. Like that. Okay. I remember, like, what was that? What a stupid thing to say. And then that's when John was. And then we have photos
notes
of,
over there.
We have photos of distraught Jake from other people.
Yes. People saw me in the stands. Like, a couple different accounts of saw me looking down in sadness.
Yes.
At your phone.
But I didn't see any euphoria when the comeback was happening. I didn't see any of that, those pictures at all. I was high-fiving
Jake
the stands.
Jake and high-fived a Purdue lady.
I really wish that we could find somewhere on surveillance at the arena that exact moment so I could screenshot high-fiving the Purdue gal. And I wish you could see her. Her head's just like, yeah, okay. Sure, why not? Yeah. It's like, oh, yeah, Purdue. Yeah. Okay, fine. Well, just give me a high-five still.
Anyway, the NCAA tournament, that's
all
what it is.
It comes down to that.
Yeah, it pretty much does. I mean, what if you win the Big Ten tournament and lose the first round? Yeah, I guess they won the Big Ten tournament.
No, we won the Big Eight tournament.
Yeah.
Lost first round.
Yeah. It was it's a moment, but it's all washed away when you lose in the first round.
Right. And again, the Purdue and Virginia, they were obviously elite teams, number one seeds, and no one remembers their seasons. That probably were like 27-4. Didn't matter. Lost to UMBC by 20.
God, sad.
And lost to Fairleigh Dickinson.
It's kind of a rough conversation.
Remember how great the Big Eight tournament was?
Yes.
Kansas City. Oh, Jake.
God.
Oh, talk about a thing of
beauty.
Kansas
City.
Kansas City. Big Eight teams heading down.
Yep.
Oh, it's gold.
It was.
Well, end on
it
this.
It was.
We'll go to break on this. Pig feet on YouTube.
Yeah,
well, who's pig feet?
Is really trying to make me sad and upset this morning.
What?
He says this. Hey, Jake. Hypothetical. What if Creighton gets on a heater, wins the Big East tournament, and gets in the tournament and wins its first game? Nebraska's a 3 seed and loses. How dare you put that into the ether?
What if Creighton plays Nebraska in the tournament?
No.
Oh, Jake.
They're not getting in. Creighton's not. It'd take a miracle.
Creighton has to win the
Big
East
tournament. They got
to win
the tournament. Yeah. The thing is, if you're Creighton, you're like, well, stole a lot of shot.
Yeah.
Still got a shot.
We just won.
What
the
a
tougher,
win.
What a
I mean,
win.
What a
they
win.
They just won by far the toughest game left in their schedule.
There was 11 minutes to go and the score was tied, and I would go, this is pretty incredible. I'm like, I'm whatever. It's not going to happen.
Were you watching it a little bit?
I did. I watched that, and then I watched the very end of it. But it was, I mean, by the time I started watching again, they were in control.
Oh, they were up 12 with a few minutes left.
Yeah.
That's a gargantuan win, but what is wrong? There's a couple things about UConn that's weird. They don't sell out.
Don't. And then the arena, it's not.
It's weird.
And then he went after the fans. Hurley.
Hurley did?
Yeah, he went after the
fans. Of
course
he did.
That wasn't this game as before.
Well, he kind of did. It was more resignation. Like, I'm done trying to get our fans here. I leave that to the kids, the players. I don't know what to do on that. Why do they not? He kept, I think he was sort of saying sarcastically, this is the basketball capital of the world. Mm. I think he was saying it sarcastically. Mm. Why does UConn, which could be a number one seed in the tournament overall, they can't sell out their arena? Yeah. Why?
I mean, they won back-to-back tourneys, right?
They've won two of the last three.
They could win three or four.
Hang on now. They've won like six.
Yeah, I know, but they did win back-to-back,
with this coach.
With this coach.
So what is it? What's going on?
How would you not show up?
Yeah, I don't get it.
Imagine if Nebraska had won 2 out of 3 national titles in any sport, even rifle. People are going to watch rifle.
Yeah.
Load it up.
I mean, it's amazing. He's got to beg fans to go
on. Come on, UConn.
Yeah. I don't get it.
Before we get to break, if you're hungry for breakfast, brunch, or lunch in downtown Lincolnville, where should the Breakers go this morning?
The Bird.
It's open right now.
Early bird.
Open it.
Snowbird.
Yes, today it could be Snowbird.
Snowbird.
19th and K. The good news for them, I think that the snow will be done before they even close.
That is good news.
It will start after they close.
Doors close
at 2, snow starts at 3. Perfect for early bird.
That's perfect.
They got breakfast tacos, breakfast nachos, waffles, French toast,
nachos,
pancakes, and the world famous hash holes.
Hash holes.
Hash holes.
Stop by today, early bird, 19th and K. Open until 2 p.m. with free and spacious parking. Update on last night's Big Ten games and what's ahead next on Early Break on the Ticket.